A woman elected chief of the Mohegans. In honor of Women's History Month, we present a series of interviews with first women, women who broke barriers to become the first to do something. Here, journalist Neil Conan talks to Lynn Malerba, who was soon to become the first female chief of the Mohegan tribe.
Does your pending position change things for women in your tribe?
I think it does. I think it shows to all of the young women in the tribe that there is absolutely no glass ceiling within the tribal structure and in tribal government, and I think that that's a very important message to share with them.
What's been the reaction of your family, I wonder?
My family is so excited. My mother preceded me on the tribal council. She was on the tribal council for 30 years, and so she is extremely excited to see her daughter first to be the first female chair that's been elected ever, and now to be a female chief. And I would also say that my daughters and my husband are ecstatic about this.
What does the tribal chief do?
Well, each tribal chief actually has defined their own role. So you are the public face of the tribe. And so whether you are meeting with state, local, or federal government entities in a government-to-government relationship, or you are at official functions on behalf of the tribe, you represent not only the membership, but you represent the tribe as a whole. And so you represent the membership to your elected leaders, which would be the Council of Elders and the Tribal Council. But when we are out in public, then we represent the tribe and its history and its government and its culture.